720 WGN. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman this evening. On until 11 o'clock. Always love to hear from you. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line here in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's the eve of it's the eve of New Year's Eve, not Christmas Eve.
Been hitting it already?
Yeah, that's right.
What are you doing down there during my updates?
Hold on, let me have a little sip of this.
It sounded like Maker's Mark to me.
It's supposed to be tea. I don't know what's going on. You know, here in Chicago, development is just such a hot issue, I think. And especially in the neighborhoods where we've got debates about what buildings we should keep and what buildings should be demolished and maybe rebuilt. And we have seen, especially over the last 5 or 10 years in certain Chicago neighborhoods, this rampant development where you see a lot of condo buildings going up, and unfortunately we're losing a lot of historic buildings. David Shaliol is an assistant professor of sociology at St. Olaf College. He still does a lot of work here in Chicago, and he has a really cool project that's up at gapersblock.com. It's called To Be Demolished, and basically what this project is, it's him going out with his camera and photographing some buildings that are in danger of being knocked down. And he's given us a little bits of information on these buildings and why they are significant historically and how they contribute to the different neighborhoods. David Shaliol joins us from beautiful Minneapolis this evening, where I'm sure it's nice and balmy up there, isn't it, David?
You got it.
Good to talk to you, man.
It's good to talk to you, too. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. And, you know, I really like what you do with this To Be Demolished project, because this is something that you started doing a while ago. And as you kept researching it, this thing just really sort of skyrocketed and ballooned, didn't it?
Absolutely. So it's a project that I've been working on and off for, for more than a decade. The really fantastic thing I was able to do starting in 2012 is thanks to the Driehaus Foundation, get a chance to sit down and really spend a lot of time really digging into the issue and try to get a sense of what buildings were going down over the course of the year. Really, for the first time, try to take a comprehensive look at what was happening, what were we losing, what was happening to the places where those buildings were demolished, and if anything, and try to get a sense of really what the city's losing. And so I've continued the project in a variety of ways since then, but we've kept it up on Gaper's Block as a way to sort of continue to think about those issues and work through, raising lots of questions.
Yeah, I mean, and really, there are a lot of questions that are being raised. And one of the questions is, what makes a building significant? Because I'm looking at the buildings that you have in the series, and they're not all, you know, we think of a building that you want to save, and oh, it's a historic, beautiful facade. And that's not quite the case. I mean, you've got some buildings up here that are in need of repair. You've got buildings that are very small. You even have, I'm looking right now at 1600 West Van Buren. It looks like it's a little gas station booth with an ATM, car wash. I mean, they're not buildings that maybe at first glance we would think of and say, absolutely, we've got to save this building.
Right. Well, the point of the project wasn't so much to say that each and every one of these buildings is a building that we should save, but it's by sort of photographing the buildings, presenting information about them. The hope was that we sort of asked the question, okay, is this the kind of building we might be interested in saving? And if so, why might that be? If it's the kind of place that we're not interested in saving, what does that say about our own way of approaching these issues? And so the hope is that by looking at buildings, everything from that gas station kiosk all the way to historic churches and synagogues, not necessarily saying that they're all equal, but saying that they're all deserving of our attention, and they're all part of a really big phenomenon that's affecting the city, that's coming in part from the city itself, from the government itself, and in part from local developers, in part from building owners, in part from, of course, neighborhood residents.
And it's all relative. You know, we think of Chicago and we say, oh, this is a neighborhood, or it's a city of neighborhoods. But let's think about that for a second. The feelings that we get when we are in certain neighborhoods in Chicago, and maybe we call these neighborhoods our homes. And why do we choose to live in these places? What are some of the feelings that we get when we go through these different areas of the city. And in part, when you reflect on that, I think in part, it's because of the buildings. It's because of the architecture. It's the way that these buildings make us feel and how they definitely contribute to the character of these different neighborhoods. And so when we say, yes, we are a city of neighborhoods, absolutely, but let's understand what that means and why we feel this way about certain neighborhoods. So the gas station booth maybe contributes to the way that a certain neighborhood feels, just like a church does in another neighborhood.
Absolutely. And I think that a lot of the buildings that I photographed in this series were intentionally residential buildings, in part because these are the buildings that are the, you know, they're the really bellwethers of the communities. They give a sense of where they're going and where they've been. But they're also places that, you know, that as we walk down the street, as we walk by our neighbors' homes, as we walk by, you know, whomever or whatever, that it helps produce that sense of place. That, yeah, we, you know, we think about that building that's on the corner that's a landmark to us. And it may not mean something to people outside the neighborhood, at least not in any sort of obvious way. But to us, it's an important element of how we understand where we are. And so if we live in a neighborhood where buildings are coming down all the time, I think it's important to reckon with, and for us to reckon with on a citywide level, what does it mean that there's certain neighborhoods are seeing tremendous amounts of demolition and maybe nothing going up in their place? Other neighborhoods we're seeing tremendous amount of demolition. It's something totally different popping up there. Each time one of those demolitions happen, that there's a change of the sense of the community. And of course, it's the way people are going to use that place and the way that people are going to, you know, inhabit it or not. Is going to be really important for how those neighborhood residents are going to come to understand where they are. And also, I think, sense of what the future of the neighborhood is.
Absolutely. And you can check out what David Shalyol has been doing with the To Be Demolished project. It's just gapersblock.com. There's a link right on the homepage. I'll tell you what, David, we'll talk more about the future of the To Be Demolished project, because Gapers Block has some interesting stuff happening in the future. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about more development issues in Chicago neighborhoods and some other stuff that you've been working on. Can you hold on?
Absolutely.
All right. David Shalyol is an assistant professor of sociology at St. Olaf College. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman. We'll take a very short break and be right back here on 720 WGN. WGN, Mike Steven here with you, filling in for Justin Kaufman on this Wednesday evening, December the 30th. Nice to be here with you. On the air until 11 o'clock right now, talking about some issues in the Chicago neighborhoods, development and buildings, and those buildings that are being demolished, and just what are those buildings? David Shalyol is on the line. He is an assistant professor of sociology at St. Olaf College, and he is up in Minneapolis right now just enjoying the warm weather and talking to us about his project called To Be Demolished, which is on gapersblock.com. It's a great series where he photographs some buildings who are maybe in danger of being knocked down and talks about neighborhood details and why they are significant in the community. Speaking of things being demolished, David, what's up with gapersblock.com on a hiatus in the new year, huh?
Yes, absolutely. So it's been, a long time coming in a way. Andrew Huff, the editor and publisher of the site, also one of the co-founders, for a long time has been trying to figure out what to do with the site. And so he and I and a variety of other particularly involved editors have been sort of part of this conversation. And it's gotten to the point now where it seems like a lot's changed in the Chicago media landscape. A lot's changed really on the internet since the site was founded in 2003. Mm-hmm. And there's just a real sense that maybe it's time to kind of move on and think about what the next chapter for the site and the next chapter really for all of us is going to be.
Now, the To Be Demolished series, is that going to remain on gapersblock.com?
It will. So we're putting the site on hiatus. So the site will be up there. It'll be kind of archived as it is. It's unclear what's going to happen. And so there are a lot of opportunities, a lot of possibilities for what's going to happen. But certainly in the meantime, and really for the time being, the series will continue to be hosted on the site. And I'll be working on, continue to work on the project in one way or another. And we'll continue to sort of publish, if not on Gaper's Flock, be publishing elsewhere on my site and really other places.
And your site is davidchaliol.com. That's davidchaliol.com, spelled S-C-H-A-L-L-I-O-L, davidchaliol.com. We will link up to it on WGNradio.com. But this issue of development, we were talking a little bit about that before the break, David, about how development has run rampant in some neighborhoods. And in one sense, you want to say, oh, that's great. Okay, look, these buildings are getting purchased and then they get knocked down and then the developer builds these condo buildings or whatever the heck they're building on these lots. And isn't that a good thing? Because there's some turnover in these neighborhoods now. There's some youth moving in there, some young families. But you're also, in some cases, losing the history of these neighborhoods. And yes, maybe the building that's coming down isn't the most beautiful or architecturally significant, but it does have some history and character significance to these neighborhoods.
Certainly. I think a lot of the neighborhoods that we think of as having a lot of charm or a lot of character are neighborhoods that have a high number of those original buildings still there, or at least buildings that have been there since, I'd say, maybe at least the 1920s. And so those are neighborhoods that people really flock to, that they're really excited by. And so I think that, we need to think really carefully about what we do as we change the built environment, as we change the very, physical fabric of the communities around us. And of course, that's without even getting into issues about sort of who's moving into the neighborhood, who's leaving a neighborhood, and so on. I think another part that's really important to discuss when you're talking about this issue, though, is that a lot of the demolition, in fact, most of the demolition in the city of Chicago isn't that kind of demolition. And so there's a section on sort of for the most part, near north and northwest sides of the city, where demolition is almost always sort of followed immediately by a new construction permit. But in most of the rest of the places in the city, when a demolition happens, that demolition means that's the last time something's going to be on the build, or that's the last time that something's going to be on that site for the foreseeable future. And so we need to think about not just those sort of really supercharged neighborhoods and what that change means for those places, but also what does it mean for places where what it means is another sort of a hole in the built environment of that block.
Yeah, I mean, you go to some neighborhoods on the west side and you have it seems like lot after lot just leveled and you've got these just empty spaces and nothing's
absolutely
there.
Absolutely. And so there's this sense of, so what does it mean to continue to live in a neighborhood where this is happening and again and again? Of course, part of this is linked to foreclosure. Part of this is linked to divestment patterns. Part of it's linked to a number of really big issues that are affecting the city. But of course, this is all something that we can develop policies to address if we think it's a problem. I suppose in a way I'm suggesting that it is. And so there's a way to think about how do we try to find a way to preserve the existing physical fabric, the physical landscape of a community, as a way of helping to continue to kind of protect communities against those kinds of problems.
Yeah. And, we see this development, I think, in a lot of neighborhoods, and maybe a lot of us are sort of desensitized to it and we're used to it. But let's just take a step back, slow it down, and ask ourselves, how is this new condo going to affect the neighborhood? How is this demolition? How could this affect my block? David, before we have to break here, I want to ask you about what you've been working on recently, because you always have stuff going on. What's some of the latest news out of the David Chaliol camp?
One of the biggest projects I've been working on over the last year is a project that I see as kind of continuing work that I've been doing about sort of public housing in Chicago and affordable housing in Chicago. But instead of being in Chicago, it's in New York City. And so I worked over the course of fall 2014 on a project for a book called Affordable Housing in New York that's just out now by Princeton University Press. And the project was to sort of get a sense of okay, we've got a sense of how the plan for transformation, the sort of major shift that happened in Chicago's public housing, has started to influence the life of broader communities. Well, how about a system like New York City's system, where affordable housing or high-rise public housing, for the most part, is sort of there to stay, or at least for the foreseeable future? And what can we learn from that system in the same way that we might be interested in learning from our own system here in Chicago?
All right. All the information. And by the way, you're doing some really cool stuff. DavidShalliol.com is the website. That's S-C-H-A-L-L-I-O-L, DavidShalliol.com. You are, sir, a professor of sociology at St. Olaf College. Thank you so much for jumping on here and talking to us about what I think is very important issues in our Chicago neighborhoods. And have a great new year, man.
Thanks. You too. It's a pleasure to talk with you as always.
Appreciate that. Again, DavidShalliol.com is the website. He's a good dude, and he knows his stuff. We'll take a short break. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman. Stay tuned. This is 720 WGN.